There are some developers who think that what the community needs is multi-story apartments. There's this concept that building these big buildings means progress and it means something good. But I would just say, let us also recognize the history and the culture that is currently visible in the landscape of the West Side. When you tear down those structures, you erase from the visual landscape those contributions of those people, those working class people. Their lives are no longer visible. Unfortunately, there's this sentiment in the United States that poverty or being working class is something shameful, something that we don't want to be visible. I think in a country as rich as ours, it is shameful to allow people to be impoverished. But I don't think there's anything wrong with being working class. And I think if you are poor, that is not anything to reflect negatively on you. That has to do with power structures that are way bigger than any individual or family. As a historian, my concern is when we wipe out a neighborhood that some people would use this terrible term, blighted, if we wipe out those communities, we're wiping out the history of working people, people who built this city. So many of the people on the West Side contributed and continue to contribute to the core economy in San Antonio, tourism, right? I want us to think about historic preservation in a way that represents all of the communities of the United States, whether we're talking about different ethnic groups or different racial groups, but also different class groups.
Well, and in the city, we just need to look at the missions, right? They weren't always as preserved as they are today. The community helped to preserve them. And I think we've made mistakes, right? And I think people had, again, good intentions, but what they built to replace those historic homes, the quality is bad. So I think we have to learn from our mistakes. And people like myself, who are almost in their 60s, can point to the mistakes over and over and over again. And then I just want to be very clear. I mean, when we think about developers and all these people have a vision for the city and a vision for the West Side, they don't take into consideration what the people from that community really want and need.